right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I was talking about, before we went to break, an article in Today's Salon. And it talks about whether or not there's an America anymore. I want to delve into that a little bit. And as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And so when you ask the question whether or not there's an America anymore, then it leads to whether or not there ever was an America. If it's been real, if it's been fictitious, what is and what is America? And I can tell you, over my lifespan thus far, I've had many questions about just what this nation is. And personally, I, like many others, know it's an experiment. And you say, well, how can America be an experiment? Excuse me, because no place else on the face of the earth is there anything like this nation. Now, what am I talking about? There is no other nation like America. That doesn't mean it makes America all good and that everybody wants to be America. It means that the whole human family is here. You know, this is the only nation on the earth where you'll find every member of the human family represented in this nation. You know, China, Chinese. Vietnam, Vietnamese. France, French people. Germany, Germans. Egypt, Egyptians. You know, Mexico, Mexicans. You know, Africa, Africans. But in America, we're all here. That's what makes it an experiment. And has it been successful? To some degree, you'd have to say it's been successful. But as we move further along in this experiment called America, you'd have to say that the experiment is failing. When you look at what's happening politically in this country, and when you sit down and watch the January 6th hearings, and you hear what has been taking place, and then you watch the conservative movement in this country that refuses to accept what is being shown before the world, that Donald Trump and other conservatives and lowlifes like Senator Ron Johnson and others, Rudy Giuliani, all of these criminals, and Donald Trump, led by Donald Trump, somehow act as though what they did was patriotic and that what they did was good for America. It's part of what we're talking about when you ask the question whether or not there's an America anymore. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. How can you support any of what you are seeing? And I've listened to conservative squawk radio, as I always do, and you won't hear very many conversations about what's taking place and what's happening. It just shows what kind of people these are. In broad daylight, you know, normally, rats, if there's light, and a rat sees light, the rat disappears. because the rat knows that its life is in danger. And so they scurry to get away. But these are rats operating in broad daylight. They're absolutely acting in broad daylight and proud. What they should be doing is what the rats are doing, scurrying for their lives. But it's part of what and why the question should be asked. Is America in danger of losing everything that she claims to be? And I would say absolutely. Because I've been watching what's been taking place. How does anybody, I don't care if you are a conservative or Republican, you see that. You hear that. How do you then reconcile those criminal acts that were done by Donald Trump, Rudolph Giuliani, Ron Johnson, and many other elected officials? How dare we talk about puppet governments in other nations? Look at ours. We are at a point in this nation that decisions are going to have to be made. When the truth is heard, the bearers of truth should not be slapped down because there's a segment of this nation that doesn't want to hear truth. This is what I'm talking about and what's being talked about on the inherent dangers that this nation is in right now. And again, not talking about the trillions of dollars that we keep spending on military, supposedly to defend you and I. Stop it already. That's not where the danger lies. The danger lies in Washington, D.C. The danger lies, I live in the state of Wisconsin, in the state of Wisconsin, in the capital. That's where the danger lies. And when are Americans going to challenge that reality? Now, I know those of you who are on the other side of that, you see, you know what's taking place. All of this truth that's coming out, no wonder the Republicans didn't want this commission to come out. Because the truth that they are espousing, they'll be teaching decades from now, and maybe even centuries from now. This history won't be undercut. You know, guarantee you the books that'll be written about it. And, you know, when they start talking about this time in history, it'll be along the lines of all the other things, civil wars and everything else that took place. They'll be talking about a time that America lost its moorings and was never able to regain them. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.